Hello, this is Elizabeth Fiennes, and you're listening to a special edition of NIM. Tonight, we're going to be interviewing the artistic genius behind NIM, Gene Narrator. Gene, I'd like to begin by thanking you for being with me tonight to talk to me about NIM.
Well, Ms. Fiennes, I'm certainly happy to discuss it in all of its levity.
I want to begin with the most popular character on NIM, Petunia.
Petunia has definitely always been the most popular character on NIM. And really, I want to talk a little bit about the casting of Petunia, if that's all right.
Please do. It's very fascinating.
Well, as you know, we wanted to have Petunia be a character that had an unusual voice, and yet at the same time was a character that was extremely attractive and very sexy.
And that really does come across in her voice.
Well, thank you very much. I was actually involved in the casting of that. But one of the things that was an unexpected side effect of the casting was that we got an actress who met that description very well. And in fact, she ended up inadvertently, I might say, seducing everyone on the cast.
Even Juanito?
Well, maybe seducing is a little bit too strong of a term, but certainly she managed to enthrall everyone at some level or another.
I see. And was this taken well by the other female characters on the show, or was there some tension?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, because she actually did end up hooking up with one of the other actors.
And by hooking up, you mean dating or married, or I mean, what kind of relationship, really?
Well, it wasn't a married relationship, but certainly more than just friends. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
But anyway, that was actually the actor who plays Veronica.
So, is she a heterosexual, or is...
Veronica
played by a man?
Yes, of course. Veronica is actually the only female character that is played by a man.
Wow. So that's very surprising. I had no idea.
She does as Veronica is actually very convincing as a female, I think.
I see. Since we're talking about Veronica, I'm interested in a recent episode in which she actually fainted on the show, but she didn't just faint on the show, she actually fainted. But since you're telling me that Veronica is played by a man, we can refer to him as he if you'd like.
Either way is fine.
Okay, but so he studied the art of fainting as it's understood by Eastern medicine. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, that's actually one of the reasons that we hired him for that role, in addition to the fact that he did a surprisingly good female voice. He actually studied in Korea, what's now North Korea, the art of fainting.
Wow.
So it turns out that this technique, you may have heard of acupuncture, acupressure.
Sure, sure.
It's a way of focusing the power points of the body in such a way that you can actually cause yourself to pass out.
Wow, that's really something. So he passed out in the last episode.
Yeah, it was actually in between the two episodes. That's actually why we had to break that episode at the point that we did, because he actually did such a good job of fainting that we had to call in the paramedics and make sure that, you know, everything was okay.
Let's move on to some of the more interesting scenes in the show. Recently, you did a very emotional sequence between Petunia and the professor. Could you talk about that?
Well, I assume you're referring to one of the scenes shortly after she discovers that, in fact, the professor is her father.
That's right.
We actually did something a little bit different in that scene. We decided that the emotional impact really, through the medium of radio, needed to have a reference to something else outside. And so what we did is we looked for a scene elsewhere that also had a strong emotional impact, and we settled on one from The Empire Strikes Back.
The second episode in Star Wars, which is now, what,
The second
episode,
yes.
If you count the new ones, but I understand. So when the character of Mark Hamill realizes that Darth Vader is his father, you use that scene to express the emotion felt by Petunia.
That's exactly right. And I think that we really captured that emotional impact exceedingly well using literally some of the lines from The Empire Strikes Back.
Now, did Petunia do any studying of Star Wars in order to prepare for that scene?
Well, it's funny that you should ask that. It turns out we actually had Mark Hamill in to audition for one of the parts. He auditioned for the part of Juanito, and while he was there, he and Petunia discussed some of the emotional feelings that he experienced during various roles, and I believe that that was one of the ones that they talked about.
And was he seduced by Petunia as well?
Well, I don't really have that information, but I do know that there are some reasons that he wasn't invited back.
And for my final question tonight, who is that small Mexican boy?
Well, if you're referring to Juanito, it's actually an odd story. We were auditioning several people for the part, including, as I mentioned, Mark Hamill, who did a great job as the Joker, by the way. Anyway, we were auditioning several people, and none of them quite fit the role exactly. And then, surprisingly, we got a phone call. And that phone call had the perfect voice. Now, that individual didn't actually tell us who they were. And they only spoke Spanish, which nobody in the studio spoke. But we were able to get them to call back every time we were recording and do the Juanito lines.
So this was some kind of salesperson that was calling you?
I'm really not sure.
So you actually have no idea what Juanito is saying throughout the episodes?
I don't have any idea. I know that some people do have an idea, people that speak Spanish, for example. But really, yeah, it just, for some reason, it just fit.
Wow. So that's quite a leap you're taking artistically with the show by using totally impromptu lines from a phone conversation for Juanito.
That's right, and I think that that really fits with our artistic vision for NIM.
That, I have to say, is genius. Tonight we've been talking to Gene Narrator, the artistic visionary behind NIM. Gene, I'd like to thank you for talking to me tonight.
My pleasure.